BOE back in session. Calling BOE 337. Before I call, these were all separately owned. They're not, or no, that was, they had owned them all together and they were going to split them out.
No,
that's a different
this
one.
This is the father's son.
Yeah. And his.
Okay. All these are owned separately, so there's no issue of multiple owners.
Right.
Okay.
Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
This is David Akers with Taney County BOE. We'll try to call you back here in a bit. Let's go on to BOE 351. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's unrelated to these other ones.
Forwarded to an automated voice messaging system. 513504123 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
This is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. We were calling regarding your appeal. We'll try back shortly. Thank you. Call for 2.
That's who we just called.
All right. JCI is also affiliated with them, so go on to 356 Mountain Grove Holdings. Do we find any other properties in Mountain Grove Holdings? Looks like they are actually in Mountain Grove, too.
They have two. Well, one's just land.
He's classification and valuation.
Probably related.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this a good time?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. Is this a nightly rental property?
Well, it's not a rental property slash getaway Branson.
Sure. Sure. No problem. Okay. Let me just ask you a couple questions on this. Does the LLC or the owners of the LLC own any other rental property in Taney County? Nightly rental property.
No.
No other nightly rental property. Okay.
No. We have a condo at Point Royal, but it's not a rental.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Our nightly rental ruling that we've been consistent with doesn't affect other property if it's not put in a nightly rental program. So if this is your only property in Taney County that isn't put in nightly rental, on the first one we'll do a mixed-use classification, 25% commercial, 75% residential. But if you acquire any other nightly rental properties in Taney County, then they would be 100% commercial.
Gotcha. Okay.
I'm going to assume that the valuation check mark that you had on your list was related to the classification. In other words, you weren't arguing that the amount was in excess of the value of the property, were you?
No.
Okay. So we can do one of two things. You can withdraw that valuation and I can make the motion on the mixed use, or you can have us rule on the valuation. So it's up to you.
I'm assuming that I want to withdraw that and.
Right. In other words, it's going to change to 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Yes.
Okay. Based on the taxpayer's withdrawal of the valuation, I would make a motion on BOE 356 to classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a couple of days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Go on to BOE.
Mr. Harris says he's ready for your phone call.
That was the first one.
24 Highway?
Yeah, those
it's
are
all those.
All the same, yeah. Hey, Chris, this is David Akers. We're calling regarding all of the properties. We already had ruled on the issue of giving you the, or giving these various properties the benefit of the 2575, I believe, and now the only thing that was really left was the, there was a discrimination claim. It gave you the opportunity to go talk to the assessor's office, look at the valuation process and that kind of thing. So at this point, I guess my question is, if do you still have that discrimination claim, and if you do, tell us why.
Yeah, so I was able to talk to Dan, very informative. I kind of found out why there was a difference between Trophy Run and Branson Cove. I don't necessarily agree with the completion percentage of Trophy Run versus Branson Cove and why that is, but that's okay. But we were able to dig into it further. And, you know, at the end of the day, my properties are just different. And so I want to put in a request to have the classification of the house go from a C-plus to a D-plus, which would change the improvement value from $140,390 to $127,904. And the reasons are every house in Branson Cove is a C-plus, but mine are different. And the elements that are inclusive of that is in the construction process and the supplies used. So all the other houses are built with 2x6 exterior walls, which also have additional insulation. There's sliding glass doors. There's fireplaces with stone and cedar mantles. Some have multiple fireplaces. Some have fireplaces outside. There's stone and cedar exterior elements in every house. On every house, there's a custom built on-site roof line. There's a recirculating hot water system. There's HVAC zoning ability in all of these houses. Vaulted ceilings, which require spray foam products, breakfast bars, secondary kitchens, screened-in deck. All of these things are on all of these other houses, but mine don't have any of that. Custom stained millwork, trim doors, wainscoting. So all these other houses were custom designed homes using a professional design service. And the only decision we were able to make on these were the door colors on the front door. So that's part one. Part two, I would also like to have the land value be adjusted from $125,000 to $100,000. That'd be a 20% drop. Other development, and have these variable land values. Mine are significantly smaller. My lots range from 2,900 to 3,100 square feet, which are 44% smaller than really any other house in that development. And I just don't have the opportunity to build a second level to you. Every home in that development had the opportunity to build 2-3-story homes. So whenever someone purchased the lot, they got to choose from 7 floor plans, ranging from 2,200 to 5,000 square feet. And we were basically told, you buy that lot, you're going to get a 1,235 square foot home, which is anywhere from 44 to 75% smaller than everyone else. And so I just don't think the land is supposed to be valued the same. We also have accessibility challenges. Everyone has parking out front of their houses, but you have to post to access points through ours. And finally, the CAMS, or the common area, is baked into the land value. Well, it's not disproportionate from my value to somebody else's. I have seven people that can stay there and use the common area, whereas some of the other houses have between, you know, 20 to 30 people staying there, and I don't have the opportunity that other people have with bigger lots. We also have the view. We have zero view, less frontage. Our frontage is, my front of my house is 27 feet wide, and that's the max I can go. So that's kind of why I have some constants and a lot price and another development that I think would be appropriate. But that's kind of in a nutshell what I'm looking for.
Okay, I'm gonna let the assessor speak, but I want to ask a couple questions. One is, I've heard you name off several factors, and you know, one of them was the square footage and things, which of course is calculated into the assessor's program. But what I guess what I'm looking for here is, what do you think that has not been taken, most of those things not taken into account in the assessor's cost analysis? Is that what you're?
That's correct. So okay. If the assessor pulls up the program and looks at my lot, it doesn't even have dimensions on the county beacon.
Right.
So I don't believe, and other lots do, and other developments. I also think the classification of the C+, it's disproportionate. And they didn't look at my property, basically. I think I understand they took a broad stroke approach to the development. I understand they don't have the staffing to look at every house in its entirety thoroughly. And they took some broad strokes and they took some liberty to apply the taxation. But my houses are bearing more tax burden because of that approach than other houses.
Okay, so to be clear here, your argument at this point is really more of a valuation question or in other words, it doesn't sound like that you feel like that they were trying to discriminate.
I mean, I don't know. I guess it kind of depends on how you look at it because, I mean, the value is not there, but the value of their approach on other development and is they took a lighter approach in the other development, and in some degree, it is
both. Let me ask the assessor a question. Had you had access to the interior of these particular units, would it have made any difference on your approach?
No.
Okay. Let me have the assessor respond. She's obviously listened to this.
Okay. So, when you talk about land on a resort like this, that's actually condos. You don't own the land underneath your actual unit, so to speak, where you can do dimensions. We work with your developer, figuring out what it costs to develop the land, and he split it into parcels. And so what you're paying for with what it's loosely called land because we don't have another section, but it is your common element, and everybody shares in it the same way. So to say that one lot's bigger than another, there is no such thing. I mean, if your people take a wrong turn and turn on the street below or further up, they're driving on other people's common element at the same time. So it's all part of one unit over there. So that there is no discrimination for that. Your people use the same. Is it the pool? Is that tennis courts? Somebody has to make the grass look decent. That's what the 125 that says land is covering. And then the rest of this, the other people, when they were priced, it's per square foot. If they have more floors to them, more square footage, they're gonna be the same as you.